This episode of the Duct Tape Marketing Podcast is brought to you by Layer. Layer is redefining the way businesses purchase and manage their commercial liability insurance by giving control of the process back to the business owner. More on that later. Hello and welcome to another episode of the Duct Tape Marketing Podcast. This is John Jantz. My guest today is Lisa Mannion. She's the president of Write On Creative Writing Services and is known as the business marketing architect. She's a content and copywriting strategist for primarily mission-driven entrepreneurs. So Lisa, welcome to the show.
Thanks, John. It's great to be here.
Long time no see. I don't know when social media marketing world or something like that, maybe the last time we bumped into each other.
Potentially. And I mean, we've both been around for a really long time. So it's so fun to see brands with staying power.
I have been around a long time, haven't I? So tell me this, how does somebody become known as the business marketing architect? What does somebody have to do to acquire that title?
Such a great question. Well, first of all, it came about because people kept asking me, you know, what are you? We know you write copy, you know, we know you write copy and that's great, but you're not really a copywriter. And, you know, you've got this big vision and you've got all of these things happening and you help people map out million-dollar plans and you're extremely strategic. So what are you? And none of the traditional titles really fit. So I don't know exactly how I earned it, but I was given the title by a colleague who said, Lisa, what you really are is a business marketing architect because you bring all the pieces of the puzzle together so people get it and are able to implement and create long-term sustainability.
So talk a little bit about your journey to this point. You know, we were laughing about being brands with staying power and sticking around for a while. What kind of led you to the point where you are today?
Yeah, well, you know, my business is now 17 years young and right. I started in 2003 and basically I just decided to resign from the ad agency that I was working for and start doing things on my own terms. Mm-hmm. And interestingly enough, this is kind of a fun story. I had a non-compete in my local market way back in the day. So I thought, well, that's a bummer. And at that point I didn't have the buyout fee to start my own agency. And I really didn't want to start my own agency. So I started studying with direct response copywriters and some of the other marketing gurus out there. And we were both still running around in those circles back in the day as well. And I just decided to do things on my own terms. And that's how I came to do what I do today. And it's just continued to evolve and grow. And I love it. I love helping people massage their messages and really talk to the heart of the people they're meant to serve.
So the starting point for a lot of brands and a lot of the work that I've done over the years is to help somebody create a core message of differentiation. And like it or not, what I've usually discovered is that they are solving a problem for somebody. Doesn't necessarily mean that that's what they're leading with. In fact, most of the time they aren't, but their customers, the ones that like them, the ones that refer them, are getting something, you know, solved. And it may usually has nothing to do with the product or service. Now, the reason I go into that long explanation is because you have started to create some of your own messaging around this idea of I'll put words in your mouth, not focusing on problem solving. So you want to unpack that a little bit?
Yeah, I'll totally unpack that. So really what happened when I started my business many years ago, I started studying the top marketers and copywriters out there, and they're all focused on pain points.
Right.
And that's where I really differentiate, because we all have to solve a problem. We know that, right? If there aren't any problems, then why are we here? Unfortunately, that's just, as you said, it is part of business. The piece that really rubbed me the wrong way was the poking at the pain points and agitating those pain points and bringing people into the depths of despair to get them to believe that they had to have your product or service to live, basically. Sure. And that's a little over dramatic, but you know what I'm saying there.
Yeah.
So what I realized as I sat back watching everyone else teach this is that it absolutely was not resonating with the people that I'm meant to serve. So more of the mission-driven entrepreneurs and business owners. And so I just flipped the script and started focusing on passion points instead of pain points, because you can paint a picture of possibility and get people to where they want to be instead of focusing on the pain points and drawing them into the depths of their despair. So that's really how I flipped the script. Did I focus on the passion points instead of the pain points? We still absolutely have to know what the problem is, but we don't have to amplify it. We can approach it with empathy and understanding.
Yeah, I guess I've always been somewhere in the middle because I'm with you. I definitely, the idea of, like you said, dragging people, you know, through the mud first has never appealed to me. But what I have discovered is that regardless of whether or not we're communicating it, as I said, we are solving a problem. And it could be silly things, not silly, simple things. I can't tell you how many small businesses I've worked with over the years that the problem they're solving is they show up when they say they're going to, and they clean up the job site or, you know, whatever it is, you know, that they do. And that's the problem that, I mean, that's the thing that their customers can't get from other people. And so I think it really, I'm glad that you clarified that idea, because you're not really taking the idea of problem out of the equation as much as giving people the chance to have a message they feel good about.
Absolutely, because the truth is the problem that all of my clients have is that they're turned off by pain point marketing.
Yeah.
And so as soon as they hear, oh my gosh, you mean I don't have to do that? I can actually talk about these wonderful benefits and solutions that I have to offer and I can get results. And I say, absolutely, and let's do it. And it works. So that I'm solving that problem. And actually, my clients are so diverse that if you threw them all in a room together, they'd look around at each other and say, you know, what are we all doing here? Because it would seem on the surface that they have nothing in common, because I work with, you know, some corporate leaders that are, you know, helping produce over $5 million a year and working in a very different environment. And I also work with some healers and some light workers and authors and speakers and coaches. So imagine them all in the room looking at each other thinking, well, what do we all even have in common, right? And the thing they have in common is they want to make a big difference in the world, and they're turned off by pain point marketing. So they really want to align with my values-based approach and do business from that ethical standpoint and create marketing messages with integrity. So I love helping people do that.
So talk to me a little bit about a process then. If somebody came to you, and here's what's funny is some of them probably can't articulate that they hate what you're calling pain point marketing. They just know that they can't get their message across the way they see other people doing it. So tell me a little bit about your process for somebody that maybe comes to you in that state.
Sure. Well, most of the time they've unfortunately invested a lot of money in copywriters and advisors and consultants that are using pain point marketing. And when they come to me, they will show me what they've been using and say, hey, we've got all our pain points outlined and all this stuff done, but it's not working. And I think, well, when was the last time someone pointed out all of your problems, agitated them, and you thought, darn, I really want to do business with this person? So the process is really figuring out where they want to be coming from and aligning them with their values again. And one of the biggest disconnects that I see when clients come my way is that they've either lost sight of their values, or they haven't revisited them and evolved them with where they are now, or maybe they've never even looked at them, because your values have to be a part of everything you're doing. And what happens is there's an energetic disconnect that can occur if you're not clear on what your values are and if they're not infused in not only your marketing message, but your mission.
Yeah.
So many people feel a big disconnect there. And it's once that's aligned, it's amazing how things fall into place. And people have big aha moments and say, oh my gosh, I didn't even realize that I was out of alignment here. And yes, I wouldn't want someone speaking to me the way my copy was speaking, you know, jumping off the page with all these pain points. So let's bring the human element back into business, and let's treat people like people instead of numbers. And it's not all about the transaction. You know what I mean? I mean, that's important. Yeah, we have to make money, but we also need to build those relationships. And in essence, that's what marketing, advertising, copywriting are all designed to do, but we want to build the right relationships.
Well, and I think particularly long term, there's no question that that is the right approach. What do you say to folks that, you know, short term, meaning I need to get some sales, see other people doing this and it seems to be working for them? I mean, it may be turning some percentage of people off, of course, but they're getting sales too. So how do you help people through that?
Well, it can work, but you have to look at your own conscience and how you want to create your business. And do you want long-term success? What happens oftentimes when people really amplify the pain points and are using that approach to make a quick buck can work, but it also then perpetuates buyer's remorse, return rates, and chargebacks. So, you know, there's a trade-off. Who do you want to be in this world? How do you want to show up? And do you want to create a really solid platform that can help you feed your family and take very good care of yourself and be of service in the world? Or do you want to make a quick buck and just, you know, not care if you ever see the person again? and not be invested in their success or your long-term success. I mean, it's a choice.
And now a word from our sponsor. Layer is making high-quality commercial insurance easily accessible and affordable for more than 25 million small businesses throughout America. It's a startup that is building better insurance for emerging U.S. businesses by using artificial intelligence and machine learning to recommend and match companies with the insurance policies and coverage they need and accurately predict carrier pricing. Hassle-free business insurance, 100% online. You can pay monthly with a credit card. Check it out at withlayer.com. That's with, LAYR.com. Yeah, unfortunately, there are a few of those folks out there. How do you, I mean, I know the answer to this, but I'd love to hear your answer to how you work with clients. You know, what role does personal story play, you know, in kind of unpacking the brand, you know, in this way?
You know, it can make or break your business. It really depends on the brand as well. But most of the time, people are their brand, right? So we have to infuse our personality. I think the old school teachings of, again, you know, it's just business and, right, you know, business isn't personal is not true, because yeah, business is personal. And people want to know who they're doing business with. They want to do business with people they know, like, and trust.
Yeah.
And so we want to infuse storytelling into everything that we do. And we want to be relatable to the people that we are providing service to and partnering with to help them succeed.
All you have to do is go read a couple million Google reviews like I have, and you'll see that people rarely talk about products or companies. They tell stories about how somebody went the extra mile. They talk about Rusty is so friendly. I mean, you know, to those people, the brand, the company, you know, or the interaction with that individual, you know, of the company, not whatever the marketing of the company is.
Yeah, and you just have to make sure that you are creating a delicate balance in all of that, right? You know, because of course we all have our business names right on creative, and people know that, that's recognizable. But the reality is they come to Right on Creative because they want to work with me.
Yeah, yeah. So go back to this idea of passion points again. So can you use some examples, or, you know, some way to help us kind of illustrate what that would look like?
Sure. So passion points are really about amplifying the positive, what life will look like once they've experienced your product or service, right? So let's see, I'll just throw out a, we'll use the weight loss industry as a fun example, just because they're pretty hardcore at pain points in some instances. So instead of saying something, and this is very pain point oriented, like, are you feeling terrible and miserable because you're overweight and you want to shed 10 pounds, right? We see a lot of that in many of the diet programs and things like that. Instead, you could say something like, would you like to experience your maximum potential and vitality by making one small change every day? And you flip the script. Instead of bringing them into the negative, you accentuate the positive. Now, you still want to meet them where they are. So anyone that's interested in a weight loss program, they're going to want to lose some weight. So you'll want to make sure you're touching on that somewhere, but you don't have to make them feel bad about themselves.
Yeah.
And most of the time, that's what manipulative marketing does. And that's why I'm passionate about marketing with integrity.
Yeah, it's like the age old copywriting nugget. People will buy painkillers before they buy vitamins. Have you heard that one?
I have. And I've also, several people have said to me, and a few of them were a little agitated that I was bringing up this whole, you know, all the points that I bring up and saying, you don't have to use pain points. One gentleman got really irate and posted some things on my Facebook page about how it couldn't possibly work because what I'm teaching couldn't ever possibly work. And I'm just, you know, trying to paint pretty pictures that would be all roses and sunshine, and that 80% of the population is going to move away from pain, whereas only 20% will move towards passion. I said, fantastic. How many people are in the world? Give me the 20%. There are people aligned with what I'm doing.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. The part of the framework, you know, certainly in copywriting circles for many years, but certainly in the last decade, the idea of the hero's journey, you know, has become a, you know, a big framework that has you know, sort of steps along the path. And certainly one of them is what you're talking about, always has been, you know, what would it look like if this problem was gone? You know, kind of that future, you know, look. So are you a student or a believer of the kind of the components of the hero's journey?
Yeah, I think that that's a good foundation. The pieces of any framework that I don't, or formula that I don't align with, are poking at the pain points. That's the thing for me. That's a pain point for me, quite frankly, right? Because my framework is really simple. Challenge, solution, and invitation. All you do is you have to know what the problem is or the challenge is, but you meet it with empathy and understanding. And the solution piece is where you share your magic, how you're going to help them transform. But also within that solution, you're really clear about how that has helped transform others. So we're talking about case studies and testimonials and clear examples of how this helps to transform. And by that point, you've already educated whomever you're speaking with or writing to about all of the pros of doing business with you. And so the final step of the invitation is simple. You can just say, would you like to take that next step and check it out? And they're ready to go. And I also don't believe in overcoming objections. Many people teach you have to overcome objections. And we know that time and money are two of the biggest ones. Well, if someone comes my way and they can't afford to invest in a you know, a program or anything, they can go read free blog posts and there's things to help them. But I'm not going to try and convince them that they should. It's not worth my energy. So when you're fully aligned, you've got that energetic alignment and you're using the challenge, solution, invitation framework, and you're focusing on your passion points, which is also where you should be putting those right in your solution, you don't have to do any of that. You don't have to chase business. You attract business naturally. You don't have to convince people to do business with you. You can just be there, and the people that are meant to, you'll still have to do some marketing. That's a little bit untrue. But you will still have to market and get your message in front of people, but they'll be magnetized to that as opposed to chasing after people.
Have you found that this framework approach works equally well, say, in a sales page as, say, a webinar, which is essentially a sales event?
It works in any application, including personal conversations. If we would all just acknowledge the challenge with empathy and understanding, work together towards a solution, and then take that next step of an invitation to make the change, the world would be a better place.
Yeah. So you want to tell people where they can find out more about this, your work in general, but obviously this particular framework. Is there a site beyond Right On Creative for this currently, or?
No, Right On Creative is the main site, and I still offer my complimentary copywriting action plan where I expand upon my methodologies and teach people how to connect better with their audience. And I've been told I should be charging for it, but it's still absolutely free. You do have to trust me with your email address, and I'll continue to provide resources that I've personally vetted and information to help you build your business.
So is this framework going to be a book? Is it already a book?
It is going to be a book. It is not already a book. On a personal note, speaking of personal storytelling, I was in the process of writing my book, and 3 years ago, I was diagnosed with a very rare and aggressive type of cancer. Thankfully, I've healed that with love, and that's also another book. But the marketing book was put on hold while I saved my life. So it will come, and I'm also working on a course and some other things that I want to expand into that. And I've had people asking if they could be certified in the methodology, and so that's something I'll be talking with you a little bit more about as well.
Well, maybe we can give you some ideas on that.
I thought you could.
Well, Lisa, it was great visiting with you again. It's Right On Creative, you know, like you write with a pen, rightoncreative.com, and hopefully we'll see you again someday when next time I get to Oregon. It's been too long.
Yes, come visit. It's beautiful here.